You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
This is like our thank you to you for listening. Get your workday started off with a solid hour of today's best mix of music and some fun with your boys in the morning. And that fun includes playing this game called Rattle Off. Let me open up the phone lines right now because they have been cleared. Boom. Now they're open. 303-691-1MIX. 691-1649. That is how you get through to play Rattle Off, where we give you a category, and in only 10 seconds, you must rattle off five examples of that category. Our winner on Friday was Matt, who won with, perfectly, based on this morning's 7 o'clock segment, things you would not want to get in your eye.
Right, that's right, okay.
So that was Matt. He won on Friday. We're looking for people who want to play today, have a few laughs, win a prize. We encourage you to call right now because Mondays often are the best day for Rattle Off. I mean, we start by saying, what was the highlight of your weekend? And so if you're on hold, you need to be thinking, what was the highlight of your weekend? You go first because I'm stumped.
I hate to default to food, but I'm going to do that. We had a bunch of family in town for a funeral this weekend. So what do you do when everybody's sad? You eat. You pig out. So I will give an honorable mention to the fish and chips that I had, which was awesome. And then we had a little reception at the Golden Hotel down in Golden, and they had some killer buffalo meatballs covered in like a peanut sauce. And I must have had like 30 meatballs. I ate so many, but they were so good. So those are my two highlights, some of the food.
To quote an iconic movie, that boy is a P.I.G.
I was. Nicole's like, you're going back up again? Because it was kind of like a buffet style. I was like, hell yeah, I want some more of those meatballs.
That's like that old Chevy Chase movie where he eats the lamb fries and he sets the new record for lamb fries. You know
well,
that movie?
I don't, but I could see why I might have done that, yeah.
And then he finds out at the end what lamb fries are.
What are lamb fries? You're going to have to tell me.
Testicles.
Testicles?
Like lamb testicles or something like that.
Wait a minute. Hopefully these were buffalo meatballs.
He spits the last one out of his mouth.
Wait a minute.
What was that movie called? Oh, Funny Farm.
Oh, no, I've never seen it.
That's a pretty funny movie, I got to say.
Okay.
That's pretty funny.
All right.
Highlight of the weekend for me, probably be Mass Me. I got another booster shot and a flu shot on Friday, so I was a little down and out this weekend.
Yeah.
But I found an audiobook that I like, and it's one of those courtroom thrillers, and I'm a sucker for courtroom stuff, those kind of books. And then another couple of episodes of the British crime show that I love, love, love called Endeavor. I'm almost finished. It's one of those things where you reach the end, and then you're sad because you don't have any more episodes because that show is like now coming to an end.
Oh, yeah.
Like, oh, there won't be any more. Oh,
now what am I going to do with my life?
Thanks to my very good friends, Jeremy and Josh, though, I have BritBox and I can find all sorts of great shows.
Good, man. I'm glad you're using it.
I love my British crime stuff.
Good.
All right. Lines are full. Let's start with who's going first.
Oh, wait, let me give you the quick prize real quick.
Oh, yeah, we
forgot the prize.
Hey, Laura, we've got a prize we're giving away.
Just hold on, Laura. Here you go. if you win Rattle Off today, you're going to score a 4-pack of tickets to Wings Over the Rockies. They got a brand new exhibit there called Planet Pioneers. Oh. You get to explore another planet by driving a 4D exploration vehicle. You can fly a virtual drone and experience G-Force in a spinning capsule. That could be yours, Laura, if you win.
Cool. Yeah.
I mean,
it is amazing.
It's amazing.
Laura, what was the highlight of your weekend?
The highlight of my weekend was I got to go to Top Chef Denver for the Hispanic Heritage Month on Saturday.
I'll be there. I'll bet there was good food around there,
good
too,
eating,
wasn't there?
Yeah.
There was some seriously good eating going on.
So. Oh, yum. Very cool.
Well, good for you. What do you do for a living?
I work for a food supplier.
More food.
Okay. Huh? What kind of food are you supplying?
All kinds of food. Any kind of food you want.
Where's the food going?
Restaurants, hotels, hospitals, colleges.
All over the place.
Radio stations, possibly. I don't know.
I would love some breakfast burritos. Drop some off today, okay?
Right?
Bring them on, Laura.
Come on now.
Get them on down there.
All right, let's play some Rattle Off. Are you ready for us?
Let's do it.
I will tell a quick note to everyone who's on hold. If Laura gets this, don't hang up. Don't hang up, even if she wins, because we still want to talk to you. Don't hurt our feelings by hanging up.
Don't do that.
Where did Laura go?
Oh, she just bailed out?
Laura.
Call back, Laura.
Laura, call back. Somehow we got disconnected.
What happened?
Well, I don't want someone else to take her spot. Maybe this is her
ringing. Should we just dive in?
Three or whatever.
You want to just dive in and
take
try?
A chance that it's her.
Oh, no, no, no.
There she is.
Are you back?
That's you. Is this Laura again?
Hi.
Hi. Welcome back. We missed you.
I don't know what happened, but I'm glad you got back through. All right. For everyone who is holding, though, don't hang up if Laura wins. Laura, 10 seconds. I can't do this one. It's too easy for her.
Well, then don't. Let's skip it.
Oh, boy.
Oh, geez.
Because it was a food one. That's just not.
Yeah, don't do that. You know too much about food.
10 seconds.
I might know a little.
10 seconds. All right. Let's see how you do with smells. In 10 seconds, give us 5 cents, S-C-E-N-T-S, 5 cents that we traditionally associate with fall. 5 fall scents. Ready and go.
Apple, like apple cider, leaves. Pumpkin, creme brulee.
Oh, time's up. Creme brulee. Cinnamon.
Cinnamon.
Cinnamon would be a good one.
True.
Four?
I think she burning got... leaves, I think.
Burning leaves. I hope you're not burning leaves.
I just said leaves.
You know what? You were still a delight to talk to. Thank you for calling back in, and we hope you have a great Monday, okay?
Thanks, guys. Bye.
Bye. See
Bye,
you later.
Laura. There she goes. Let's make sure we keep these lines open. We might get a couple more. Will, good morning.
Good morning, boys. How are we doing?
We are doing great. Hey.
It's a great day.
How are you doing?
Great day.
How are you doing?
I'm doing mighty fine.
Is everything fine in your world?
It's great.
What do you do for a living, Willie?
I'm in HR. I do payroll stuff.
Oh, boring.
Well, yeah, but everybody got to get paid, right?
That's right. We do like our payroll department, definitely.
Let me ask you something, Will. Be honest with us here.
Yes,
you
sir.
Know in your company what everybody gets paid. Does the person who makes the most, do you feel like they deserve it?
Not at all. Some of these checks I cut are outrageous.
You're like, this is stupid.
I'm like, what can this guy do that's different than anybody else that deserves this much money? But that's neither here nor there.
What industry are you in?
The banking industry.
Banking. Oh, I sure those. Oh, yeah, those checks have got to be big for some of them.
Is it mostly a seniority thing?
Literally, they get a house. Like, they get a bonus check, and it's $100,000.
Yeah.
What?
Or I guess half a house nowadays, huh?
Yeah, well, that's
true. My father-in-law used to be a part of a meat business. He was like the meat middleman. You know, he'd get the meat from the slaughterhouses, turn around and sell it to grocery stores. And I'd hear the bonus checks that he would write out to his employees and himself at the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
It's up there with yours, Will. It was stupid.
It's almost unfathomable. Yeah.
Yeah, like, man. And it always ticked me off because he wouldn't hire family. It was one of his hard and steadfast rules. He's like, I don't hire family. Because if something goes wrong, you have bad blood. And
He doesn't want the nepotism charge.
He doesn't want any of that. So I was like, oh, you suck.
Man, $400,000 bonus.
I know. I should have went into banking.
Oh. Like, what kind of banking? Like, if I'm just down, like, the corner banks, you know, the corner bank, are you talking about big, like, New York City type?
A credit union.
A credit union, even.
In the state, yep.
My God, you better not say anything else, or you're going to get in trouble.
Yeah, don't say anything else.
We don't want you to get in trouble.
So what was the highlight of your weekend? Yeah, we got
to
move.
Me and Jeremy together, we would have had a great time. We went to the pumpkin patch. the petting zoo, you know?
Again, I can't talk about that kind of stuff at this time of year, so.
Yeah, whatever.
I have to be a good boy. I have to be a good boy.
Come on, the highlight.
What's their highlight, man?
Then we came home and we made some caramel apples. I tell you what, we coated them in, peanuts. We had Oreos. We had Fruity Dino Bites, Honey O's, Cinnamon Toast Crunch, Symphony Bar. And I think that was it.
I can't tell if you're being serious or not.
Oh, no, we did all of them.
You did all that? And the pumpkin patch and the corn maze and all that?
It was a fun-filled weekend, I tell you.
It's your typical suburban family weekend.
What was the highlight of your weekend that didn't involve your family?
Eating the apples.
Yeah, it was fine.
Will needs to get away from
you need a boys' night.
I think all that payroll stuff is starting to melt your brain.
You need to back away from the caramel apples, and you need to go.
Yeah, we need to take you out.
We need to meet up at a brewery or something. So
you need time away from your family. You're about to lose it.
You need to share your feelings with some other men.
I think you're about to crack, my friend. Yeah.
We'll exchange numbers.
Yeah, we'll take you out, buddy.
Okay, let's play Rattle Off. Are you ready for us?
I'm ready.
All right.
When we do any movies, we always say the rule is only one per franchise. So you can't do such and such movie, number one, number two, number three. One per franchise. But, hey, perfect for October. In 10 seconds, give us five scary movies. Ready and go.
Halloween, Friday the 13th, Scream, Night on Elm Street,
Oh, no.
You got four.
And Bridesmaids. Bridesmaids would have been number five.
Bridesmaids?
Nah, I'm just goofing.
The Shining, It.
The Shining, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, you were close. You got four, man. You got four.
Yeah. I know. I needed one more.
Oh, well.
Those caramel apples gobbled up your brain.
They were getting to my brain, I think.
Listen, here's hoping that, by the way, do you ever write yourself a bonus check at all?
No, I think that's unethical is what they call that.
No, but I mean, you could earn a bonus working for the company.
Yeah, do you get bonuses?
Oh, I write my own bonus, yeah, but they tell me what to put.
And it's
that's what I meant, though. I mean, you do get a bonus check, right?
Sure, yeah.
How do you bonus?
How do you bonus?
Well, ratings.
Ratings.
But it's like you just write checks all day, so how do you get a bonus off of writing checks?
Well, because I do good and I don't make mistakes.
So if you hit, 500 checks a month, you get a bonus or something.
Hmm.
No, it's not really like that.
It's probably based on just the success of the credit union.
Right? Okay.
So they all share in the pie.
Exactly.
All right, man.
Well, I hope you have a great day, buddy.
Thanks for
entertaining us.
See you later, dude.
Thank you, guys. You have a great one.
Well, thanks for noticing.
Wow, that's nice.
Some people hung up. We're left with just Clint and Kenny.
Clint and Kenny.
That's the Clint and Kenny show. Hi, Clint. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Happy Monday.
Thank you, my friend. Clint, what was the highlight of your weekend?
Oh, it was a good one. I actually went to the Lights Lantern Festival. Like, if you ever seen the movie Tangled, the lights that come off the castle, that float in the sky.
I'll be honest with you, Clint. I've never sat down and watched the Disney classic Tangled. No.
I've not seen it, so.
Yeah, y'all are missing out. It's a good one.
Wait, are we?
I don't feel like I am, but
who forced you to go to this event?
Oh, I did. I forced myself.
Did you? All right. Okay. Well, that's good then.
That's good.
That's nice.
No, wait a minute. Is it one of those things that's a fundraiser for charity? Because I know there's one that I am a strong proponent of is the Light the Night for Leukemia Lymphoma Society. I mean, I encourage everyone to go to that. Does this one serve any cause like that?
I can't say it does because they didn't advertise anything like that. So
probably
I think
not.
This was just a
just for funsies.
One of those things. Yeah, you for funsies, but you pay a lot for it. I mean, we did the date night package, and it was like almost $200.
What?
What else do you get in the package?
Yeah, I gotta know. What do you get?
Yeah, you get the lanterns, and then you get a blanket. You get this. I was really disappointed by it, to be frank with you guys. It was this apple cider champagne thing, but it was literally just apple juice with some carbonation in it. And then you get this really cool campfire, like, can thing, and it's a huge, it's just a giant oversized Texas-sized candle. And
so they're doing about $7 worth of stuff and charging you $200.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if I'd have known that going into it, I wouldn't have paid for that package. I would have just.
Can you put a price on all those memories, though, right?
Yeah,
yeah, you can. It's $200. That memory was $200.
Yeah, anybody else that went, it was pretty cool, although the wind was pretty rough. It took a while for us to be able to actually light the lanterns to get it off, but it was the funniest thing, guys. So as because of the wind, half the lanterns were going up and the other half were taking people out.
All right, now I'm in. Now I want to go to this.
Now that's worth $200 right there.
Oh, that's great. So you took a significant other, boyfriend, girlfriend, wife? Who'd you take?
Yeah, I took my boyfriend. We just started, you know, having a good time. So,
well,
yeah.
That's good, man.
Where did you meet this guy?
I don't know if you guys remember me. It's kind of ironic that I'm calling you today because last time I talked to you guys, I was actually at the airport on my way to a bachelorette party. I was the token gay.
Oh, yeah. You were awesome. You're hilarious.
How was the party?
Dude, it was great. It was honestly, like, it was worth it, worth the trip. It was fun. I actually still have the paint on my nails from the pedicure we got getting out today, actually.
Wow,
if
that's
I
good
remember
stuff.
Correctly, was this down in Dallas, I want to say?
Yeah, Fort Worth, Dallas. Yeah, the wedding's this weekend. They did the ceremony over in Zion National Park, so they actually got married there, but we're doing the reception and all the fun shenanigans this weekend. So,
right on.
Excellent.
Well, great, man.
That's fantastic. I gotta know, where'd you meet your boyfriend?
Online. I'll just put it that way.
Okay.
Online.
Fair enough.
Easy enough.
Fair enough.
Yep.
Was he also equally kind of underwhelmed by the
lighting of the lanterns?
Yeah, I felt bad for him. He tried two different lanterns. The first one, it actually burnt out before he could get it up. And then we found another one just kind of like blowing in the field. So we grabbed that one, but it actually already had a tear in it. So we tried to light that one, and it didn't get off the ground. So he was 0 for 2.
Oh,
I felt
no.
Really bad.
Well, so. Well, whatever.
What a weird event.
It is. It was good. Okay, when it's like put together and there's no
I would
wind,
imagine
it
it's like
been fantastic.
I imagine it's like, fairly magical with all those floating in the air and you're watching them.
Oh, yeah.
And where do they end up, though? I mean, it sounds like you got one in a dry field.
Seems like ecologically, this is not a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was weird. But they are actually eco-friendly. They're recyclable materials, but they actually don't go as far as you think they would. So to set the scene, not to make it sound any more of a drag, but it was out in Fort Lupton on a ranch.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And when you set these off, like, I felt bad for the people that wrote, like, super long paragraphs because you can write stuff on it and, like, be really sentimental about it and say your goodbyes, like, you know, stuff that you miss from people. Because these kind of go up into the sky, so it's like you want to say hello to, you know, anybody that's gone to heaven kind of thing. But they don't make it that far. They actually get about 50 to 100 feet up, and then they only burn for about 90 seconds. So honestly, the way the wind was blowing when we were leaving the event, it was just like a graveyard of lanterns out on the road.
Oh, that's sad.
Oh, it is.
Okay. They're like, none of these made it to heaven.
And I feel like it's a fire danger, too.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, this is combustible, you know?
Yeah, there was a fire marshal out there. They were very strategic about it. Like, we had to wait until the wind died down at a specific time and he was out there monitoring everything. They did a test lantern and the whole nine yards. So it's not just willy-nilly, like, lighting and go. There's a there's a process.
Again,
and, like,
it sounds like you're pouring your heart out on these lanterns. They go up for 90 seconds, fall to the ground, and then there's some guy out there blowing them with a hose.
Honestly, it's worth the 30 seconds of enjoyment you get out of it.
Well, it sounds like Dom's love life, so it's all good.
I'm a hopeless romantic, okay? So it was worth it.
Well, that's as long as you had a good time.
Good for you. Yeah, you know what? I'm glad you had fun. Plus, you know, you got to hang with the fine people up in Fort Lupton.
Yeah,
those
that's
are nice
great.
People,
so. Good for you.
All right,
yeah, the Prairie Dogs are fantastic. They're a great company.
Let's play some Rattle Off.
All right, I'll give it a shot.
10 seconds. Here's one we tried last week. We couldn't get a winner. Let's see how you do.
Oh,
10
crap.
Seconds. We need 5 desserts, Clint, that are not chocolate. 5 desserts that are not chocolate. Ready and go.
Apple pie, pumpkin pie, creme brulee, ice cream, strawberry. Oh, shoot, not strawberries. Milkshakes.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Yeah, you could have
no,
a strawberry,
ice cream and milkshakes probably count as the same one, don't they?
A what?
No.
Ice cream and milkshake.
Oh, no, they're different.
The milkshake is 2 different
That's
things.
That's 2 different things.
Come
yeah.
on.
Yeah, depending on which milkshake you're talking about.
Yeah,
it's not
good.
Often that I consider a milkshake to be a dessert, but you threw in strawberries, and
what?
You make that sound like that's not acceptable, and strawberries totally are. A bowl of strawberries for dessert is served
yeah,
all the time.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, he got
it. Yeah, I was going to say you could do strawberries with cream instead of chocolate, but I almost went chocolate strawberry, but then you're like, no chocolate.
Not, no chocolate?
You
know,
but you got it.
Tongue on that one.
No, you got,
you
got it.
It.
You're a
winner!
Oh, shoot. That's awesome. Okay.
Yeah, good job.
Yeah, don't sell yourself short, man. That's a winning 5 or 6 answers. If you will stand by, Josh is going to circle back, and he's going to tell you about your prize, okay?
Thanks, Clint.
All right, fantastic. Well, thanks, guys. I appreciate you letting me play. It's nice chatting with you.
You as well.
You as well. Thank you. And I got to give kudos to Kenny, because Kenny hung in there this whole time. Hey, Kenny.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Fine, Kenny. Thank you for
it's
holding.
It's a great day for us. What was the highlight of your weekend?
Oh, look, here's the highlight of my weekend. Took the family out to dinner Saturday night. And the funny part is, at one point, I look up, my wife and daughter-in-law are laughing at me. Apparently, while I was eating my dinner, I was doing the happy dance.
What? It was so good, you were like kind of wiggling in your seat or something?
Yeah, pretty much. it was my favorite Mexican restaurant, so.
Well, now I got to know which restaurant it is.
It's Toffolino's right over there off of 20th and Youngfield.
I have been to Toffolino's many times. Yes.
Darn, I have not been there.
That's a tasty place.
What's your go-to order there?
Yeah, pretty much. My favorite.
Well, Kenny, turn down your radio.
Turn your radio all the way down, Kenny.
I don't know how that came unpaused. My favorite order there, I either go with the shredded chicken chimichanga or the Chilrianos.
Yum. But so good,
solid
it makes
orders.
You dance, huh?
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of funny that you're sitting there doing the happy dance in your chair.
Yeah, I was just kind of grooving along. I didn't even realize it.
That's embarrassing.
What do you do for a living, Kenny?
Oh, I'm UPS Kenny.
UPS Kenny.
UPS Kenny.
Hooray.
Well, you know
yeah,
what?
Last time I talked to you guys, you guys wanted to hear my horn. And it's this measly little thing. Well, I had to call you today because my tractor's in the shop and I've got a rental, so I've got that big horn you were looking for.
Oh, you got a big horn now. Good.
Bring it on.
Hit it. Now I'm doing a happy dance.
I'm going to say that's better.
It's better.
But still not a great one.
It's better than that last one. Remember that last one?
It doesn't sound tough at all. But
well,
it's better. It's better.
It's
working your way up the horn line, Kenny.
Right?